Okay, we're in Hilchos Yom Tov Perek Gimel, we're dealing right now with the extent of the malachas you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. And as we know, that there are malachas you're allowed to do that have to do with ochal, so there's certain limitations for how far you can go. And we dealt with dealing with the hides of an animal last halacha. The Rambam continues in Halacha Vav. He explains Hamafshed es behema lo yargil b'yontov. All right, so a person, when he does skin an animal on yontov, he shouldn't use what's called yargil. What is that? Ketzudu hamargil ze hamotzi kol habasa meregel achas kedesh yosi kol haor shalom v'lo yikareya. So some kind of technique where they were able to extract the entire meat of the animal through the foot, which would therefore leave all the skin intact as one whole animal, or as one whole piece, and it wouldn't tear at all. Okay, so why can't you do that? That's the first time we've seen this. So that there's a lot of work involved in this type of skinning of the animal, and there's no need for that for the moed. So even though technically speaking, being mafshit's okay, the point is that here, this technique is too much of a tircha, and there's no need for it to have this on yantav. V'chein asur lasos beis yad bebasar. So that literally means you can't create a handle as you're cutting the meat. You can't create a handle in the meat. V'hushu yase besakin shul yase kederach shu ose bechol. But that's in a case where he uses a knife. Okay. U'murta lasos simam bebasar. But it'd be okay if he made like a sign, like he cut like a letter or something into, that's not a good example, but he cut like a triangle into the basar to identify it in some way. That would be mutter to do. Okay, Halacha Zayin. Molgin esher rosh v'esher regalim u'mahavin osan ba'or. So literally what that means is that I'm allowed to go ahead and pour hot water over the shechted animal, let's say over its head and its feet, as well as I'm allowed to singe the hair off of it using fire. Ava ein toflin osan besid uvecharasis v'lo ba'adama. But ain't goes in Osama Misraim. But what I'm not allowed to do is I can't apply these are different materials to the to the animal to remove some of the hair. Like for instance, like earth or clay. These are things that would help remove the hair from the animal. That I won't be allowed to do. But I would be allowed to use a fire. Then goes in Osama Misraim, and I can't cut the hair off with scissors. The chain ain't goes in as a yerek, but tispara shalom. That is also interesting halacha. I'm not allowed to cut a design into vegetables on yantuf, right? Aval metaknin esa ochel sheish bo kotzim kagon kinras va'achvayos betisparis. But I would be allowed to do this idea of making a design. Let's say if I'm dealing with a food that has like thorns in it, and in trimming off the thorns while I'm involved in that process, it ends up producing a design that would be permitted. But in general, by regular vegetables, I'm not allowed to cut like a design with a knife or scissors into the vegetable itself. Malachachas. Mutter lolosh isa gedola b'yomtov. Okay, so now we're into kneading. So I'm allowed to go ahead and knead together a large batch of dough on yomtov. The halosh isa me'erv yomtov ein mafresh mimena chala b'yomtov. Okay, so let's say a person went ahead and kneaded dough on erev yomtov. So then I'm not allowed to be mafresh chala. As we know, the halacha is, when you have a large amount of dough, once you mix it together, you have to separate challah from it. So it would not be allowed to do that on yantov itself. Vim losha b'yantov, but let's say I kneaded dough together on yantov, and that's when the chi of challah comes into existence. Mafresh mimena challah v'noso l'kohen. Then I should be mafresh challah and give it to the kohen. So again, if I had dough on erev yantov, I should not take challah from it on yantov itself. But if I'm making dough on yantov, then I should be mafresh challah for the kohen. Vim haisa isa tamea, oshin nitbeisa chala. But let's say the isa is tame, or the chala, this part I separate out, is tame. Lo yivash osa chala, shem yivashim b'yontov. So I would not be allowed to, I would not be allowed to bake the chala, because you can't do that on yontov. El lechol vizula strefas omedes. Right? Rather, what do you do? The only reason why you'd be allowed to bake on yontov is for the purpose of eating. And I can't eat this chala. So therefore, I can't bake it, and therefore, it's there for sreifa, and I just leave it be. V'chein ein sorfen osav yantov, but I can't burn it on yantov either. Shein sorfen kachim shenitu b'yantov, because I can't burn kachim that become tamei yantov. So you're stuck, right? Shestrefas kachim shenitmo mitzvah saseh, because it's a positive commandment to burn kachim that are tamei, shenemar ba'eshi saref, v'asisa malacha she'ina letzorach achila, chiyotzeba, aseh v'lo saseh, v'en aseh dochas, lo saseh v'aseh. And here I have a situation where I'm going to be doing a malacha that's not for the tzorach of achila, and you have a classic clash of aseh not being doche, alo saseh and aseh. But the key point here is that you're stuck in this situation of challah. You can't bake it because it doesn't serve any food purpose, and you can't burn it because you're not allowed to burn kachim that were tameh on yantav. So you'd be trapped with this challah. So what do you do? So halacha test. So what do you do with this challah? Kate said, Yaseba, Yanichanat Erev Yusrafosa. So it's very simple. You leave it alone until Yantav's over, and then you burn it. Okay, Haya Yomtov Shel Pesach She'im Yanichana Tachmitz. Now, of course, this question has to come up. Let's say, you're kneading dough on Pesach itself, right? And what's going to happen is that, let's say it's the first day of Pesach, and what's going to happen is if I leave the dough, that challah on its own, it's going to rise and leaven. Lo yafrish es achala batzik, right? Ela yofa es kol isa hatmea v'archach yafrish achala lechem. Amazing idea. So what do? I bake the entire loaf of the entire dough into matzah, obviously, okay? Even though I can't eat it, and then I separate the challah from that lechem, from that matzah. So the solution by Yantav would be to actually, let's say a thing was tameh, to bake the entire thing, knowing full I can't eat it, and then mafresh challah from the baked product, which is an exception to how challah is actually done. Okay, halacha yud. Ein ofen, now other halachas about cooking. Ein ofen bipurane chadasha gzera shema tifchas v'tafsid alechem v'imanei amasimchas yontov. Okay, so this means purane is a certain type of oven. It's an oven made out of like ceramic or earthenware. So I'm not allowed to bake in a brand new one of those types of ovens, because what can happen? So it's a common occurrence that when the oven's new, it would crack open a little bit, and in doing so, it would make the bread not be baked properly. And then when I find out the bake wasn't baked properly, it's going to take away from my Simchas Yantav, and we don't want that to happen. Okay, because remember, all these halachas are there for Simchas Yantav. Ein gorfen tanur v'kirayim. We remember gara v'katum comes from the Shabbos cases of Kira. So here what it means is that I'm not allowed to like sweep out from the oven, which is the sealed oven, or the range, which is where you have the pots on top of the fire. I can't sweep out the ashes. What I can do though is I can crush them. I can pat them down to make them thicker. But if I'm unable to bake or roast or cook, whatever I need to do, unless I sweep out the coals that are in there, then it's mutter to do that. So again, if it's necessary for me to be able to cook, then that's permitted to do. V'sosmen piatanar betit v'refesh shesivos ha'nahar. Okay, and I'm allowed to go ahead and, for instance, seal the opening of the tanner with, let's say, like mud, for example. V'hu shirachum emesh, right? And that's as long as it was made soft prior to Yantav. Aval legavel tit b'yantav aser, right? But I can't go ahead and make this mud, this like plaster mud thing on Yantav itself. Amurta legavel asa efer listen bo piyataner. But I could take efer and mix it with water to make a seal type substance and use that to seal the front of the tanner. But I would not be able to use teat itself. So I can't make fresh plaster, so to speak, to be used on Yantav to seal the oven. Okay, halach yud alef, tanner v'kirayim chadashim. Now we get to what he called a regular oven. Okay, ein sachan osam b'shem yantav. So I'm not allowed to apply oil to the outside of a brand new oven or range on yantav itself. Vein shatan osan b'matlis. I can't take like a rag and wipe down the oven. Vein mafigin osam b'tzonein, and I can't pour cold water to it, which would help seal it. However, but if this is being done for the purpose of baking, then it's mutter. So again, to stam do it, I can't do, but if it's going to be for the purpose of baking or cooking, I'd be allowed to do it. So I'm not allowed to take stones and heat them up, okay, for the purpose of roasting with them. right? Umasikin v'ofen b'purnei mechamen mechamen b'antichi. However, I'm allowed to go ahead and heat or bake up that in that ceramic slash earthenware oven. Okay, I can heat water in it as well. Okay, so that I'd be allowed to do, but just to heat up the rocks alone, to like bake on top of the rocks, that I would not be allowed to do. Okay, halacha yud beis, einos and gvina b'yamtov. Okay, so that's so now let's say a person wants to make cheese on Yom Tov. You can't do that. Why can't you? Ain osin gvina b'Yom Tov. Why? Shim gava merav Yom Tov, ain bezech yisaron tam. Now, I'm not enough of a cheese expert to know if this is necessarily true, but the thing is that if I made cheese on Erev Yom Tov, I won't lose out at all. Okay, there's nothing I'm losing out if I make cheese on Erev Yom Tov versus making on Yom Tov itself. Aval dachan es a tavlin k'darchan. What I am allowed to do is I'm allowed to, which we saw before, I can crush spices like I normally would do. Shim yada chosam yibarav yafok taimon. Because if I went ahead and, let's say, crushed garlic on Erev Yom Tov, it would not have the same flavor as it would in Yom Tov itself. Aval melach, now switching over to salt, which is more ubiquitous, eno nidach b'Yom Tov, I'm not allowed to go ahead and actually crush it on Yom Tov. Ela imken hita mechatesh o sheyadach b'k'arach yotzeba kadesh sheyishana. So basically, I would be allowed to do it as long as, let's say, for instance, I use a bowl to crush it in. Meaning I do something different in the method of grinding it up that I would not normally do with salt, then it'd be mutter to do. So with the shinoi, it's mutter. She'im shachach ha-melech merav yontov lo yifak taimov. Because as we know, if I ground up the salt before yontov began, I wouldn't lose any flavor of the salt. Okay? Ve'ein shochen es ha-pilpulin b'rechaim shalhen el adachosam b'ducha k'kol ha-tavlin. And you're not allowed to take a pepper grinder and grind peppercorns in the pepper grinder. Rather, what you do is you treat it like every other type of spice and use a generic mortar pestle that they would use back then to grind out spices for the peppercorns. It's a good question why there's a certain exception by the peppercorn thinking. Halacha gimel, okay, in koshin as a rifos machteshes gedola. All right, so this refers to literally the translation of rifos are groats, which is a wheat type thing. I can't grind those up in a big grinder. Aval koshim machteshes katana, shezeu shinoi shelo. But if I use a smaller one, a smaller grinder, that's enough of a shinoi. Because normally speaking, you use a bigger one for it. However, over Eretz Yisrael, afilu b'katana aser. But in Eretz Yisrael, even using a small one's aser, why? Shetvua shelahen tovahi, because their wheat is very good. Vim koshin osav merav yom tov, emikach hefzed. And if I went ahead, or it's what makes it a good quality, that if I went ahead and grinded it on Erev Yom Tov, I wouldn't lose out at all. All right, I wouldn't lose out at all if I grounded it on Erev Yom Tov. Halacha yadalet, hakemach, now flour, afa pi shirakto Erev Yom Tov. That is an interesting halacha. So let's say, as we know, is the halacha, you're supposed to sift your flour to make sure there are no bugs or other things in there. So let's say I went ahead and sifted it on Erev Yom Tov, the heisir mimenu hasuvin, okay? And in doing so, now again, that's what we sift flour today to make sure there's no bugs. They would sift flour to remove the bran and the dross and the stuff that they don't want to eat. So if I did that, right, then I could not do another sifting on yantov itself. Meaning, once I got the flour to the point where it's ready to be taken to the next step, I would not be able to repeat the sifting again on yantov. Right, Ella imkein nafla b'socho tzwar or kisem ukiyotzem. But the only exception is that, let's say, a little rock fell inside the flour. Then I would be allowed to sift it out, so I remove the rock from the flour. That'd be fine. Vim shina mutter, right? But of course, if I went ahead and made a shinoi, it'd be mutter. Keitza kigon shiraken ma'achore hanafa o shiraken agabe hashulchan chiyotzem b'shinoi zeh. For instance, let's say I use the back part of the sieve to sift out the flour, or I sifted it out over a table. In other words, if I do a shinoi, then it's permitted for me to go ahead and do another round of sifting. And again, we're touching on these issues of the malachas that aren't necessarily necessary for the food at that moment. Okay, halacha tesvav, molin melilos umefarkin kitnios b'yomtov. So you're allowed to remove grain from the husk that's around them. Or you're allowed to remove, by kitnios, legumes from the pods that they're in, on Yom Tov, u'menafeach al yad b'kol kocho, the ochel. And I'm allowed to go ahead and use my hands to separate these things out with as much strength as I want, and then I can go ahead and eat them. Da'afilu b'kanon of a tamchoy. If you recall from Borer, these are kalim that aren't made for Borer, but I can't separate with them. So I could use those. Ava lo b'naf of lo b'tav lo b'kavra. But I can't actually use an actual sieve, for example, something that's made for it. V'chein ha'borer kitnios b'yom tov. Borer kedarko b'cheiko v'tamchoy. So I'm allowed to go ahead and do borer of kitnios on Yom Tov, but I have to do it in the normal way, whether I can even use it by hand, or I can use the tamchoy. Ava lo b'naf lo b'tav lo b'kavra. I still can't use those kelim that are made for borer on Yom Tov as well. Okay, now, what's the condition for this? Halacha tazayin. B'medvar mamurim b'sha ocha merubal apsolas. So this all applies when there's way more food than psolas. Literally means waste, but it means the stuff that I'm not going to eat. Avim ha'isa psolas meruba al ochel, but let's say there's more psolas than ochel, boras ochel mneachas psolas. I'm allowed to go ahead and take out the ochel and leave the psolas to the side. Vim ha'ya toreach bebriras psolas mina ochel, yeser mitoreach briras ochel mina psolas. But let's say there's more of work involved in removing the psolas from the ochel than removing the ochel from the psolas. Even though there's more food, I'd still be allowed to go ahead and remove the food and leave the psolas to the side. So basically, the upshot is that there's a lot more leniencies when it comes to borer on Yom Tov. That's the upshot of the halacha. Finally, halacha Yud Zayin, misananin, which is filtering. So I'm not allowed to go ahead and filter out mustard using the filter that normally would be used to filter out mustard. Why? Because then it looks like I'm doing borer, because not every situation of borer is mutter. But for example, I could take like an egg and put it and put the mustard and the egg in the mustard filter, and then it would naturally filter on its own. Alright, but let's say the filter was set up before Yom Tov. Mutalitain law yaim yantov. I'm allowed to filter out the wine on yantov if the filter was set up beforehand. Aval lo yitle betchila. But I shouldn't make the filter initially on yantov. Shelo yasek kederach shehu osa bechol. Because I have to differentiate between what I do during the week and what I do on yantov. Umarim. But what could I do? I can be a trickster. How is a person a trickster? What they could do is the toles and mishmeres lissos barimonim. This is an amazing Gemara. Right, so what a person, I mean, it comes from the Gemara. What a person can do is he can go ahead and hang up or set up the filter, but say I have in mind to, let's say, use it as like a basket for my pomegranates. So again, it's like, because again, a filter for them was like a sheet over, let's say, a cup. So I can say I can put my rimonim on that and store them there. The tola bar rimonim, and then I actually go ahead and put some rimonim on there. Dachrach notes on socha shmarim. And then afterwards, I go ahead and put the wine sediment on top of it to filter out. Okay, so what I'm doing is, I mean, it's a little bit of a rama because I don't really need to use it for rimonim. I have das to. I use it for like, let's say, a minute for rimonim. Take them off, and I can go ahead and filter the wine away. So that's a harama, a sneaky way to get around this halachic problem. Okay, so far we've been dealing with muchan, muksa, and melachos that have to do with food. What we haven't dealt with yet is havara, which is, as we know, is the other thing that's mutter during Yom Tov, which has to do with fire. All right, so you're allowed to transfer fire on Yom Tov. So that's what halacha, that's what Perek Dal is going to deal with for the most part. So Perek Dal halacha Aleph, emot tzien es eish lo min eitzim lo min avanim lo min matachos. So I'm not allowed to start. I can't ignite. I can't start a fire, whether it's from wood or rocks. I can't take rocks and knock against each other, or metal. Kegon shechochen oson zubazu, or machen zubazu, achte se eish. Again, so like I rub things together, or right, you know, to start a fire. That I'm allowed to do as well. V'chein hanefet hachad biyoser shehu kamayim shemadina oson achi yidlak. So there was some type of gas that they would that they would shake up, and when they shake up this gas, the only way it would light is by shaking it up. That I'm not allowed to do either. Or another thing they would have is they'd have this type of cup that had water inside it, and they put it, what do you call it? Let's say a piece of pishtan, of flax, in front of the cup, and they would sit it in front of the sun, and the sun would shine on the water and reflect through and light the pishtan up. That I couldn't do either. So again, ultimately, I can't start a fire, and I can't work out a situation that will allow for a fire to be started. Because the matir of burning stuff on Yantav comes from a pre-existing fire. But when it comes to igniting something, that you can't do, because for a simple reason why. It's not that there's an intrinsic problem with lighting a fire on Yantav. It's simple. I could have done it the day before. That's always something to keep in mind. The reason why you're not allowed to light a fire from scratch on Yantav is simple. I could have done it the day before. It's one of the, it fits into that category. Okay, lacha beis. Now, afa pi shehutra havara b'yantav shlo tzorech, right? So even though we know you can light a fire, you can transfer a fire, right, for any reason you want to on Yantav, right? For instance, it doesn't have to be for cooking. If there's a lit candle, I can light a candle off of it for some other purpose, right? Asur lachbos es ha'esh. But kiboy is asur. I cannot put out the fire. Afilu huvar letzorech achila. Even if the fire was there for the purpose of achila, I still can't do kiboy. I can't put it out. She kiboy melacha ve'motzorech achila klal. Because kiboy is melacha, and there's no way kiboy has anything to do with cooking at all. Well, it's the end of cooking, but I'm saying it doesn't help the food. And just like I can't put out a fire, I can't also put out a candle, right? Because again, fire, you'd argue, is for cooking. But even a regular candle, for a reading candle, I can't put that out either. And if I did it, I would get malchus like any other melacha. Okay, halacha gimel. Not only that, ein misalkin es pioner lamala kadei shetechbe. So I not only, how far does this halacha go? So let's say I have an oil lamp. I can't tip the oil lamp up, knowing full well that by doing so, it's going to make the fire go out. Ve'masirin es ha-shemen mimena. And I'm not allowed to go ahead and take the oil out of the oil lamp. Ve'nechosech ha-zosh ha-psila b'kli. And I can't chop off the top of the wick using a kli. Avon nofeis es rosh ha-biyada. What I can do is, I'm allowed to flick at the top of the wick with my hand. Aguda shal etim shehodaka b'medura. Okay, let's say I have a bundle of wood, okay, that was lit on fire, right, which is basically like a torch, right? Kol et shalo echazebo b'medura, kol et shalo echazebo ha'esh mutar l'shamto v'eno domo l'masir shem minaner. Right, so any piece of wood that did not catch fire, I would be allowed to go ahead and remove, okay? And that's not the same thing as removing oil from the ner. The Rambam has to tell you that. Because here I have, let's say, 10 pieces of wood that are connected to each other, like this, they're bundled together. So if one of them is not on fire, that's different than saying the leftover oil in the nair, which is not, doesn't lend itself to any type of discrete separation. Okay, halacha dalad, similar halacha by kiboy. Ein mechaben es hadleka kedei lahatzel mamon biyantov. So I'm allowed to, I'm not allowed to put out a fire on Yantav to save my money, right? So same halacha by kibui on Shabbos applies on Yantav. If my house is burning down, I can't do anything about it. And I can't put out a candle. Let's say, a couple want to have sexual relations, and there's a candle lit, which raises some halacha questions. They can't put out the candle for the purpose of having sexual relations. Ela kofa olav kli, osa mechitza beinol bein aner, omotzila bayis achir. Okay, so you have three options. You can put a kli over it, you can make a mechitza between you and the ner, or you could take the candle out, which we'll get to how you can do that in a second. Vim eno yachol lasos achas mikol elu. If you can't do any one of these, there is a asur l'chabos, v'asur l'shamesh shetechabe me'aleah. So if you can't use one of these three methods, then you're still not allowed to put out the candle, and a person's not allowed to have tashmish, you can't have sexual relations until the candle goes out on its own. So what the Rambam slipped in at the end there is halacha hey, that's one big exception. You're allowed to carry a candle, right? That's lit. That's mutter. So you can carry a lit candle, and they're not worried that by doing so it'll go out. However, but I couldn't put a ner on a palm tree that's fixed into the ground, because what I might do is I might end up using the dekel. And I will not be allowed to do that on Yantav. So that would be usur to do as well. Okay, we'll stop here.